On this Memorial Day, President Obama laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns today at Arlington National Cemetery. It's a long-standing presidential tradition. And of course, next year, another president will have the honors. So let's start there with the race to succeed Obama. Bernie Sanders meets with voters in California today as that state and five other states prepare to vote next week. Bill and Hillary Clinton marched in the Memorial Day parade in Chappaqua, New York, where they live, while on Sunday, the investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails dominated conversation on the morning talk shows. And Donald Trump continued to draw crowds and consternation from some Republicans. Here he is at a Rolling Thunder motorcycle rally in Washington, D.C. yesterday.
Illegal immigrants are taking much care, really, are taking much better care by this country taken care of than our veterans. And that's not going to happen, okay? It's not going to happen.
Well, Ron Elving is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, and he joins us now. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Magna.
So let's start with that assertion we just heard Donald Trump making, that undocumented immigrants are taken better care of in America than veterans. What's Trump up to there?
You know, there's a lot to complain about in the delivery of veterans' health care and other benefits. But to state the obvious, the government does provide care and education and housing benefits to veterans who are all entitled to the rights of citizenship, while undocumented immigrants have none of the above, live in limbo, face deportation and family breakup. So this comes after a week in which Donald Trump also went after the Latina governor of New Mexico, Susana Martinez, and after a federal judge in San Diego who has a Hispanic name and who happens to be handling a lawsuit against one of Donald Trump's failed businesses, the Trump University. So, you know, at times it appears that Donald Trump is trying to repeat the experience that California Republicans had with Proposition 187 and the devastating effects that it has had for the Republican Party there and taking those national.
But Ron, I mean, is any of this sticking to Trump, or is he continuing his streak of being the most Teflon-coated politician in recent American history?
For his hardcore supporters, that is unquestionably true. He does seem to have a Teflon coating, or you could go so far as to say that they heartily approve of many of the things that he says, even those things that we might expect to be damaging to a more conventional politician.
Well, let's move over to the other side then, to the Democrats. Hillary Clinton spoke with community activists in Oakland, California on Saturday.
I really think one of the best ways that I can be a good partner is to lift up what is working and lift up people who are trying to work together.
So Clinton there focusing again on her policy proposals, but it's her email problems that dominated the Sunday talk shows yesterday. Last week, a State Department audit faulted her for not following rules when she used a private home computer and private email address when she was Secretary of State. And then on CBS's Face the Nation, Bernie Sanders said it's an issue that voters need to consider.
It was not a good report for Secretary Clinton. That is something that the American people, Democrats and delegates are going to have to take a hard look at. But for me right now, I continue to focus on how we can rebuild a disappearing middle class.
So, Ron, what effect is the email issue having on Clinton that you're noticing?
You know, it's all over the media, as you say, Magna, and as it should be. It is an issue. It's a serious issue, as everyone has agreed. It's been out there for a couple of years now and very widely discussed and very widely investigated, and it's finally coming to a head. How much it's going to matter to voters who have not made up their minds yet about Hillary Clinton is a little bit hard to say. It is going to be disqualifying for some voters, but most of them so far seem to be people who were unlikely to vote for her in the first place, and that could change. Of course, if the FBI investigation that's still going on finds that, in addition to breaking State Department rules, she actually broke the law.
I see. Well, let's talk for a moment before we wrap up here about the Libertarians, because they had their convention this past weekend. Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson won the Libertarian Party nomination, and former Massachusetts Governor William Weld won the nomination as vice president. Here's Weld on CNN this morning.
If we're a national party on the ballot in every state with a platform that is different from the two other parties' platforms, I would think it would be good for the country to have us in those debates.
So, Ron, how much of a factor might the Libertarians be?
The debates he's talking about, of course, are the debates with the two major candidates in the fall, and those would be on national television. And yes, it should be the best election yet for the Libertarian Party, and they could approach something like the effect that some of the big independents and third-party candidates have had in the past, but they'll need to be at 15% in the polls in order to get into those debates, in order to get a decent share of the vote in November.
Well, Ron Elving is NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, Ron.
Thank you, Meghna.